Chapter 14. The Longevity Lie. Short? Strange but true, the average height expectancy of prehistoric humans was about 3 feet, so a 4-foot-tall man was considered a giant. Does that fact alter your image of prehistory? Are you picturing a diminutive race of bonsai people living in mini caves, chasing rabbits into holes, cowering in fear of foxes, being carried off by hawks? Does this cause you to rethink what a challenge a mammoth hunt must have been for our half-pint ancestors? Does it make you feel even luckier to be living today, when our superior diet and sanitation have doubled the average person's height expectancy? Well, don't get carried away. While it is technically true that the average height expectancy of prehistoric men was about 3 feet, it's a misleading sort of truth. Like overconfident declarations about the universality of marriage, poverty, and war, it's the sort of assertion that sows confusion and results in a harvest of misleading data. Take the average height of a full-grown man living in prehistoric times, using skeletal remains as a guide, about 6 feet tall, 72 inches. Then take the average size of a prehistoric infant skeleton, let's say about 20 inches. Then, extrapolate from the ratio of infant-to-adult skeletons at known archaeological burial sites and presume that, in general, for every 3 people who lived to adulthood, 7 died as infants. Thus, owing to the high rate of infant mortality, average human height in prehistory was 3 times 72 plus 7 times 20 divided by 10 equals 35.6 inches, roughly 3 feet. Absurd? Yes. Misleading? Yep. Statistically accurate? Well, kinda.